Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app, and the Keystone Sports Network on Spotify to meet your podcast needs there. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, Bleed Blue and White, Drink Blue and Light. We're looking ahead at Penn State Pitt Week, the last for the foreseeable future. I wouldn't say forever, but it's not.
I would say forever.
It's not a sunny outlook on bringing this series back for a variety of reasons. I'm sure we'll talk about that. We're going to take one last look back at the 45-13 win over Buffalo. A little stock up, stock down action from that game. Whose stock rose in our books? Whose stock maybe fell a little bit? We'll look ahead to Penn State Pitt. 17-point favorites Pitt, or Penn State was to start the week. Jerry DePaula from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review is going to join us coming up to talk about Pitt's side of things and where the Panthers are, what their strengths are, what they're going to bring to Beaver Stadium on Saturday for the noon kickoff. We'll finish things off as we usually do with Ask Greg, your Penn State football and recruiting questions answered. But first, let's get into one final look back at Buffalo and the stock report from that game. I'm going to give you the honors, Greg, of what jumped off the page to you as exceedingly positive to get a stock up in your book.
Stock up for Jordan Stout. I think that's an easy place to start every week. We can probably just rip this part of the recording and replay it next week and every week after that. Because the guy just changes the outlook opponents have to have. I mean, you mentioned it earlier this week, Dustin. Buffalo's guys were literally just kind of standing there and watching the ball go over their head. It was almost like they felt like, why am I even out here? What is the purpose of this? And that's exactly what you want. You don't know what you don't have until you have it, if that makes sense at all. Yeah. And Penn State fans have never seen a guy like this in terms of the kickoff game, and he was phenomenal again on Saturday. Kept Buffalo pinned down for the Penn State defense.
Boy, you just never think about the kickoff guy being a weapon in any way. And it's like, it's the most boring weapon there is, because if he's doing his job to the fullest, then no action happens whatsoever. You know what I mean? There's no kick return. There's no chance for a kick return. The guys from Buffalo knew it, didn't even leave their stances to watch the ball soar over their heads. I mean, this was an 8-for-8 performance on touchbacks. You know, for a special teams group that was maligned last season for being a little too leaky in these situations, to give no hope whatsoever at a big return for the other team, it's a big step in the right direction. We talked about this a little earlier in the week, and really there's not often much good can come for the coverage teams when the opposing kick returner gets a chance. Usually these are pretty explosive guys. You know, Penn State's case, it's KJ Hamler. Opponents would love nothing more than to give KJ Hamler zero opportunities in either the kick or the punt game.
Yep.
So now they go from having Blake Gillikin, who's been a really steady, really good performer as a punter now in his fourth season, to having a guy who can bring that same thing to the kick coverage. And I don't think you can overstate how important this has been through 2 weeks, and it will only grow in importance as the athletes on the other sideline get better.
Exactly right. So moving on from that, my other stock up, I know the stat sheet maybe doesn't bear it out, but I think Journey Brown's the guy at running back. I really do. I think that Dustin, he's been so good with his decision making, and when he hits a hole, he just gets through it and goes. So to me, it's a stock up for him for another strong performance, and maybe he's getting closer to wrangling the starting job away from Ricky Slade.
That's going to be interesting. And you know, you knew there's a four-man group competing for touches, four-man group that's going to be a constant jockeying for position. That's what ends up happening when you have a bunch of bodies back there, is that, you know, coaches are going to be trying to read the clues. And in-game, as the season goes along, you could see the pecking order change. I felt like, you know, the one thing that none of these guys can afford to do is put the ball on the ground. And Ricky Slade did that against Buffalo. He's got, I think, I don't know, 9 carries for 17 yards or something like that so far this season. Haven't seen him get a lot of daylight in the first place, but we haven't seen him create much either. Journey Brown, through 2 weeks, it looks like he gives a more potential to create a big play than Ricky Slade does. I think what we saw was that these two guys, you know, the more experienced guys, you know, a redshirt sophomore and Brown is true sophomore, and Ricky Slade are at the top of the pecking order now over the true freshmen, Noah Kane and Devin Ford. That could change, but you really don't have enough information to make that conclusion yet. Pat Freiermuth, I thought, you know, the fact that he suited up and played was a step in the right direction. We won't ever know to what extent, whether it was Penn State pure precaution when he got hit in the head against Idaho, or if he had to come back from that. But he played. He reestablished himself as if there was any doubt that he was a big-time impact player. 8 catches, 99 yards, and 2 scores. Was really central to Penn State's offense as they were finding their rhythm in the third quarter. That's going to continue to be the case moving forward for Pat Freiermuth. You know, that Penn State's got one of the nation's best tight ends, one of the Big Ten's best tight ends, and a true weapon as a blocker and a receiver, and they used it accordingly against Buffalo. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking back one more time at Penn State-Buffalo. Penn State wins 45-13. They surge in the second half, so we've got some stock up, stock down. Wanted to let you know, for content purposes, the Keystone Sports Network has a new feature. Twice a week, our own Andrew P. Shea will be writing an article about the Penn State football team, his take on what's going on. You can look for Andy's unique opinions on the Nittany Lions on our website, or download the Keystone Sports app. Use the button Andy's Insights. Recently, this was freshly installed over the weekend. Andy's Insights, to read all of his work, all his thoughts, not just in his voice form, but now in written form as well, on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Stock up, obviously, Jahan Dotson, you know, to go up over 100 yards, to catch 2 long touchdown passes, to show that he can shake loose and run through the secondary, to emerge, you know, it's just a matter of time, to really emerge as the number 2 choice behind KJ Hamler. Both Dotson and Hamler bring something different to the table, but they are hard to defend for their own respective reasons. Jahan Dotson, we saw him in the possession game last year, saw some explosiveness against Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Penn State, you know, his found a way to get on the board in the second half, obviously, but I think we also saw the passing game take off a little bit, and Jahan Dotson was clearly a big part of it. There's no doubt that the stats bear that out. And, you know, will there be games like this one where the only receivers who have receptions are Hamler, Dotson, and Justin Shorter? Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, when that is the case, those guys need to flourish with the chances they have, and I think they all did.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think you're going to have guys, you know, maybe Justin Shorter's next in line. Maybe he's the guy who's going to have a monster game next. Penn State's going to have to show a little bit more love, a little bit more attention to him in order to do that. John Reed, I think a big play that meant a lot to Penn State at a crucial point in the game. You would ideally not have a crucial point in a game like this, but Penn State did. Not that they were ever on the ropes. I think Penn State's offense was going to turn it on. I think their defense was inevitably going to start locking it down. But there were some nervous moments, especially early in the third quarter, before John Reed has that pick six, gets Penn State a lead that they never ended up giving back. But proof again that John Reed, you know, he's more than just a shadow out there. I think I want to see him make more plays like this, and I think he will. The senior coming through at a play, not only to take the ball away and put points on the board for Penn State's defense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think he is undoubtedly, you know, the guy now who, you know, we thought he would be as a recruit. And I know that you know, the injury set him back, and there were some things along the way that maybe didn't go his way as he recovered from that. But He was a really smart guy. You could tell in Chicago during Big Ten Media Days that he's super focused and ready to get on the field and play his final season at Penn State, and that's really shown through the first two games.
I thought stock up for P.J. Mustafer too. I think, you know, of all the guys on this in this defensive tackle rotation, you know, he's got the highest ceiling of all of them, and you want to see him start to realize that. I thought Buffalo was a game where he started to realize that just a bit more. How about stock down on your end? There's some interesting things I think you could put under the microscope here.
Yeah, I think you could go any number of ways. You know, Ricky Slade fumbling. I mean, I know that hit was maybe targeting. I rewatched it, and I was a little bit surprised they didn't even bother to look at that play. But, you know, putting the ball on the ground in that situation was just not what Penn State needed at the time, and it's certainly not what it needs out of its starting running back.
I just think in general, you know, you want to watch a game like this, and you want to come away with confidence that you've got the athletes, and you've got the size strength advantage along both the offensive and defensive lines that you should be able to push a team like Buffalo around. I know they brought a veteran offensive line to Beaver Stadium. They brought a running game that, you know, that's part of their identity. They know it early in the season, unlike Penn State, who doesn't really have an offensive identity just yet. Buffalo had one. They came in and they did it. You know, the fact that they did, and everybody in the stadium knew what Buffalo was trying to do, and they were able to do it for 30 minutes anyway. I think there are some stock downs across the board there. I thought stock down on the Penn State offensive line for not being able to do the same.
Yeah.
I thought the defensive line getting pushed off the ball enough to give up a consistent 3, 4, 5 yards on that 19-play drive. Get off the field. Somebody do something that gets Buffalo off schedule. They weren't able to get Buffalo off schedule at all. They stayed on schedule for a lot of that first half. So the D-line, I think, is under the microscope for me on that point. The coaching staff, I think, gets a little thumbs down for not making that adjustment in the week leading up to this game, not making that adjustment as they're on their heels in the first half. But to their credit, they did it in the second half. So I just thought the play in the trenches, I would have liked to have seen some more on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I thought the linebackers were a little bit, I don't know if it rises stock down territory, I guess it does, but I thought the linebackers at times were not helping their front four in terms of, you know, there were times when Penn State's defensive ends got completely blocked out of place, manhandled basically, and the linebacker was nowhere to be found to clean up after that. So, you know, I just thought, you know, Penn State only gives up 13 points, and there's something to be said about that, but I guess the best way to explain it was, to me, it was an ugly 13 points. It felt like, yeah, Buffalo should have had more.
Anytime a team, really any team, but a team like Buffalo that you know, fans are anticipating a blowout, whether that's fair or not remains to be seen. But anytime a team like Buffalo comes in and is able to exert its will, you know, I think that's something. And probably Sunday, Monday, James Franklin and his staff were rejoicing that they had a bunch of negative stuff on film that they can go and nitpick and they can use to make this young team a little bit better, because we both know that Idaho didn't present that opportunity.
Right, exactly right. So, again, like we talked about before, definitely a better learning experience this time around.
So Pitt comes to town this Saturday, 17-point underdogs, probably looking to do the same thing, borrow that Buffalo blueprint. Will they be able to do it? We'll get into that right after this break.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.